You know, it's really kind of amazing how you just continue to amaze everyone with your performance. Are you surprising yourself, or you knew you could do this all along?
That's a tough question. I wouldn't say I'm surprising myself, but because I do have an expectation, and I expect myself on the field to perform and perform well, and so I wouldn't say that, but I mean, I would say I've being assistant that I am and being around these guys and around some really good football players, some really good coaches, that they put me in some very good positions, and I've just been fortunate enough to make plays when they've called my number.
This system takes advantage of what you do best.
Yeah, you know, I believe I'm a cerebral player, and I think that's one of my strengths, and so, you know, being able to be in a position where I'm able to, you know, feel out leverage, feel out how I want to run my routes and be able to make choices and make decisions off of that, it helps. And, you know, again, like I said, that the guys I'm in the receiver room with, these vets, have made it a real blessing to be able to learn from them and just soak with as much knowledge and just as much experience as those guys have. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah, there's the knowledge, but there's also the physical aspect of this game, which, like that catch you made, which was like, what, 4 or 5 inches off the ground.
yeah, you know, and that's one of those things. You know, third down, you know, kind of in traffic, and Jared put a great ball. You know, you play it low and protect his receivers, and you know, it's my job to make that play on third down and keep the chains moving.
Cooper, have you heard from anybody who has told you that they could pick you up in their fantasy leagues?
No, you know, I don't worry about too much stuff like that. You know, just focus on being out here with the guys and, you know, continuing to improve and doing everything I can to make sure that I'm a part of helping this team put up W's on Sundays, and you know, that's my focus right now.
Were you watching when Josh Reynolds caught that touchdown pass? What were your kind of impressions of that, and what do you think for him being able to
stand? Hey, that was awesome. From the bottom line, just being able to go up and give us the W like that, and the defense being able to go out there and get a stop, it was incredible. And I'm obviously super pumped for him. He's been awesome throughout this whole process. He's a hard worker, and it was unfortunate he had a little injury during training camp, but it's so exciting to be back out there and be out there on the field with him again.
Cooper, the chemistry with you and Jared, I mean, was that something you knew immediately was there? Is that something you have to work on? Or
no, I think you know, chemistry is built over time. I don't think anyone's two people are just born, you know, like football's, you know, you see a lot of different looks. There's a lot of things, you know, from his vantage point that he might not be seeing that that I see, or that I might not be seeing that he's seeing. And so it just takes reps. It takes a long time to be able to develop that. And I'm really looking forward to having, you know, every day is just so important continuing to build that. So, you know, really looking forward to that over the, you know, weeks ahead.
I know it's only a two-game sample, but did you notice a difference in the way they defended you simply because of the threat of Sammy Watkins on Saturday?
You know, I don't know, it's two different teams, you know, so, you know, just from scheme wise, you know, I think the Raiders are just play different defense than the Cowboys do, and that's just the nature of the game. And so, but I will say, being out there with Sam, he's an explosive player, he's played a lot of football, and so, you know, having him on the field is definitely a plus for me and for us.